it's a colder morning than it has been for a while, apart from yesterday morning, which is absolutely bitter. It's the 6th of December, it's about 7:45 a.m. and I'm taking Gizmo out for his morning walk. I've started to record this bit when I've got to a noisiest part of the park, where the park meets the main road. So that was a bit daft of me, wasn't it? Plenty of dog walkers, all with illuminated collars on their dogs. Very, very good for a small dog, that. Might get you one of those, Gizmo. Might be a Christmas present for you, lad.
Hello there.
Morning.
Morning.
Yesterday was that bitterly cold yesterday that I couldn't even take my hands out of my pocket. I was going to record a boo yesterday, but didn't because of the cold. A little milder today, misty, foggy, damp. You can hear the moisture dripping from the trees as I walk through the park. So what have I been up to? Well, I went for a ramble, a little bit of a wild camp at the weekend. I got an impromptu call from Stuart, one of my best friends, Stuart. Fantastic chap, I must admit. Always a joy with Stuart to go walking. We're chalk and cheese in lots of ways when it comes to walking, the attitude of it. But we get on really well. And I got a phone call from him saying, well, do I fancy joining him on a little weekend walk and wild camp? And I did, so I went. And we ended up walking from Reith in Yorkshire to Mooka in Yorkshire, a distance by road, about a 20-minute road journey, probably about 11 miles, I suppose, by road. But we walked for about 30 miles over 2 days. So we met up around about 10 o'clock, met up in Mooka, left one car in Mooka, drove the other car to Reith, and then set off from Reith about 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, and started to have a walk. Now the weather wasn't as good as Stuart was hoping for. It had forecast a bright sunny day, cold but bright and sunny, but it turned out to be overcast, no wind or rain, so I was quite happy with that. And we walked over towards Gunnerside, where we pitched our tents for the night against some old ruins near the river, and had a lovely camp that night, sharing food, stories, then getting in my tent. We both have our own tent, but my tent's, the design of my tent means two people can sit comfortably in it, and we watched a movie, and had a drink, some nibbles, all the lovely stuff. Very cold evening, but we were prepared, so we were okay. And then the following morning on the Sunday, we got up quite late. We weren't in any rush. We set off about 9 o'clock in the morning and headed off to Mooka, where we arrived around about 11:45 at the pub at the Farmer's Arms, and we met up with Mike from walkingbooks.com, who was there just having a bit of a holiday, a bit of a break, and had a lovely chat with him, Mike. Pint and a little bite to eat before we... morning. Before we set off home again. So that was my weekend, and it was fantastic. And I'm looking forward to more jaunts. I'm lucky now. A bit more settled in my life. Got a new job, getting other work as well. The job I've got is hours to suit, which I like because it gives me the flexibility of finding other work that I'm really interested in. And that's all good. But I'm planning on walking more. I've been saying this for years now. I keep walking and then something gets in the way of doing what I really want to do. So I've decided I'm going to go out, hopefully for a couple of days before Christmas. I'm going to go out just after Christmas again with Stuart. A couple of days before Christmas will be on my own. I plan on going for a few days into Scotland in March. I want to get a bit of winter walking in. In January. A bit of winter walking in January. And then I may go again for a few days in March, at the beginning of March, to accompany a Twitter friend who's trying to gain some more experience of wild camping. And that will be interesting if that goes according to plan. And then, as far as I can see, the next stage would be to do the Cape Wrath Trail, something I've been talking about and trying to do for the past few years now. Cape Wrath Trail in Scotland, walking from Fort William up to Cape Wrath. So I'm looking forward to that. There's no reason why I can't do that now, unless something gets in the way like it usually does. I mean, it seems to be jinxed for me actually doing that walk. I remember the Pennine Way walk that I managed to complete last year. It had always been my sort of nemesis walk. I've been walking it a few times and something or other would stop me. But I'd actually start walking that walk when something would stop me. Whereas with the Cape Wrath Trail, I've never even started it yet. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner. I've got virtually all the presents I want to buy. You can perhaps hear the ducks in the background as we walk past the pond on Ropner Park in Stockton-on-Tees. Lovely park, mentioned it before, won't go into detail, but very nice. And yes, I managed to get all the presents to this year, and it's a good year this year. Like I say, I just not long been back from working away from home, earning some really good money, which has made Christmas a lot more enjoyable in one sense for me, to be able to buy people gifts that I want to buy. And of course, I treated myself to a few items too, why not? So I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, there's a bit of tidying up to do on the house. My partner, while I was working away, decorated the spare bedroom. Did a lovely job on it too. Absolutely lovely. And I'm so proud of her. All by herself. Not that that should be a problem. Women are as capable as anybody else. And in fact, I would say she's probably more capable than me. And I used to do decorating as a living many, many years ago. But she's very precise. She prepares everything. Every little crack, every little hole from a picture hook or whatever is filled and sanded and stripped back, and the walls are stripped back, and everything's prepared properly, and it makes for a huge difference. And when I came back, we chose a carpet for it, and got a lovely carpet. Something that more than I would have gone for, but she'd done such a wonderful job. I could see no point in why not. So the guest room is now the best room in the house, really. Well, the bathroom's pretty good, I must admit. But then my partner did the bathroom too. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Some kind of notification coming in. So yes, the decorating's on the hold now till after Christmas. My son, Oliver, is in a play. He's at Stockton Riverside College, studying performing arts, and they're putting on a play this year. It started a few days ago, Peter Pan, which I'm going to on the 14th of December, myself and my partner, of an evening show on the penultimate night. And my son plays three roles. Mr. Darling, he plays a lost boy, and he also plays an Indian. And he's loving it. So I'm looking forward to that too. I've got family coming up as well to see him in the play. So that's all very exciting for him. And I'm so proud of him, really. It's come on leaps and bounds. He's loving college life. He's loving the process. And his confidence in the past few months has built enormously. And when I remember how worried he was about going to college, and to see how he's really taken to it, it warms my heart, it really does. Oh well, I'm going to sign off now, running out of time. I was going to keep this a short boost, so I'm sorry everybody, it's around about 10 minutes. Hope I haven't bored you senseless. And I wonder what everybody else is doing. I'm going to have to start listening to some booze. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I'll probably go and do that now. Bye for now.